From Symphony Hall in Boston, I'm Ron Delachiesa. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. For decades, he's been one of the world's most distinctive pianists, creating interpretations of grace and virtuosity. Now, András Schiff is the soloist in concertos by Bach and Beethoven. But for his first appearance with the BSO in over a decade, Schiff isn't just the soloist. He's also the conductor, leading Bartok's Dance Suite and Brahms' Variations on a Theme of Haydn. Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, and Bartok with András Schiff are coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. As this 139th Boston Symphony season settles into a familiar pace and rhythm, the initial splash and excitement of the season-opening concerts with our music director András Nelsons are now a memory. The first program featured the Tanglewood Festival Chorus and music by Poulenc, as well as a brand-new BSO commission by Eric Nathan. What followed was the brash virtuosity of Richard Strauss, an electrically charged Shostakovich concerto featuring pianist Yuja Wong and BSO principal trumpeter Thomas Rolfs, and a rarely heard masterpiece by Danish composer Carl Nielsen. And the buzz of those first several programs has been undeniable. And if the composers of the concert you're about to hear are on the more familiar side, they also express an extraordinary intensity, emotion, and depth due to the collaboration of the musicians of the BSO and the guest soloist and conductor of the program, Sir András Schiff. I'm Ron Delachiesa, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth at Symphony Hall here in Boston's Back Bay. This Boston Symphony concert begins with two concertos, both led from the keyboard by András Schiff. First is Bach's Keyboard Concerto in F minor, and that's followed by Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1. And in the second half of the concert, with the piano moved backstage, András Schiff conducts Johannes Brahms' Variations on a Theme of Haydn and Béla Bartók's Dance Suite. Through the course of his remarkable artistic life, András Schiff has performed music by countless composers. But as he told WCRB's Brian McCreath, none is as important as the first composer on this program.
To me, Bach is, without any question, the greatest composer who has ever lived, and certainly in my life he occupies a central position. Each and every day of my life I start with Bach, and sometimes even before breakfast, sometimes after breakfast, but playing an hour of Bach cleanses the spirit, the mind, and the body. And so it's wonderful to start a program also with Bach. I don't think symphony orchestras play Bach often, certainly not often enough, and they should, and when they do, they love it, because there is no greater music that you can play.
And you can hear more of this conversation with András Schiff at our website, classicalwcrb.org/BSO. The concerto that begins this concert takes us to a particular corner of Bach's life in Leipzig, where he spent the bulk of his career in the 1700s. Bach was the director of a Friday night concert series at one of the city's most popular gathering places, Gottfried Zimmermann's Coffee House. And it was there that many of his concertos were performed for the first time, possibly including the concerto in F minor. And now coming on stage is pianist and conductor András Schiff, And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will begin. We'll hear Bach's Keyboard Concerto in F minor from WCRB.
Thank you.
We've just heard the Keyboard Concerto in F Minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor and soloist Andras Schiff. Bowing to the audience, next to his Hosendorfer piano that he travels with, by the way. I'm Ron Delachiesa at Symphony Hall, bringing you a concert broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. After a few minutes, this concert will continue with Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1, again featuring soloist and conductor Andras Schiff. The piano Sir Andras Schiff is playing in this concert is from the legendary Viennese maker Bösendorfer, a choice Schiff explained in a conversation here at Symphony Hall.
The Bösendorfer piano is this new model, VC Vienna Classic 280, is a wonderful new model. And for certain repertoire, Beethoven is a good example, but mostly for the Viennese music, it has a Viennese timbre. I find it more personal, more singing. So Bach, you can play on, Bach is universal, you can play Bach on any instrument. But certainly the second movement of this Bach concerto is very vocal, very cantabile, very singing. And this instrument allows me to realize that.
And we might add, it's a magnificent-looking instrument, too. You can hear more of this conversation with Andras Schiff at our website, classicalwcrb.org/BSO. The Piano Concerto No. 1 by Beethoven is not actually the first piano concerto the composer wrote, but it was the first one Beethoven published and has been known as No. 1 ever since. Like his predecessor in Vienna, Mozart, Beethoven wrote the piece as a vehicle for his own use as a pianist. Unlike Mozart, though, Beethoven was writing for an instrument he grew up with. Mozart's musical life began on the harpsichord. But Beethoven only knew a world in which pianos were dominant, and harpsichords a thing of the past. As a result, the full spectrum of the piano's power, range, and color were embedded in Beethoven's imagination right from the beginning. And all of it comes through in the Piano Concerto No. 1. Even during the course of his life, though, Beethoven continued to push the limits of the recently developed instrument. His musical ideas and concepts demanded more and more of what the piano is meant to offer, from a dynamic range of extreme soft to overwhelmingly loud volume, to shadings of color that have infinite variety, to a pedal mechanism that allows for notes to ring in the ear longer than they could otherwise. And because of what his music demands, there may be no more important composer than Beethoven in the development of the piano. As Jan Swofford writes in the notes for this concert, Beethoven was celebrated for the power and velocity of his playing, the brilliance of his ornaments, including triple trills, but above all, for the fire and imagination of his improvisations. And now coming back on stage is Andras Schiff, and this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue. We'll hear Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1 from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Piano Concerto No. 1 by Beethoven, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by soloist and conductor Andras Schiff and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. That final rondo, kind of like Beethoven is playing fun and games with the orchestra, bouncing back and forth in a spirit of both mischief and boldness. Andras Schiff playing on his Bösendorfer piano that he travels with, standing up occasionally, then sitting down and playing the piano, standing up to conduct the orchestra. We have a standing ovation here in Symphony Hall for that performance by Andras Schiff in the dual role of conductor and soloist of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1. Born in Budapest, Hungary in 1953, his parents were both Holocaust survivors. He's back on stage now, standing next to the piano. Sir Andras enjoys close collaborations with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, the Budapest Festival Orchestra, and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. He's going to give us an encore. Andras Schiff at the keyboard, treating us all to an encore. That was Bartok's Rondo in C for children, but we adults enjoyed it too. He's established a prolific discography, by the way, an extensive artist for ECM, recording the complete Beethoven piano sonatas recorded live in Zurich, solo recitals of Schubert, Schumann, and Janacek, and Bach's partitas, the Goldberg Variations and Well-Tempered Clavier. Here he is back on stage next to his Bösendorfer piano. That magnificent instrument. We heard him play the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 1. Acting both as soloist and conductor, he's now turning to the orchestra, shaking hands with some of the musicians that surround the piano, and heads to the stage door. But stay around. We have works by Brahms and Bartok still ahead in this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast coming to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.